On 90.3 KEZU, I'm David Wittrock. Lack of water has slowed development on the Monterey Peninsula, but California American's proposed water supply project includes some new water that could change that. It would create water for so-called lots of record. KEZU's Krista Almanzon reports.
In some of the most desirable places to live on the Monterey Peninsula, from the oceanfront at Monterey's Del Monte Beach to Carmel by the Sea, pieces of land sit empty, many with overgrown weeds and some next door to multi-million dollar homes. These are the peninsula's lots of record, land that is buildable, but right now doesn't have access to water.
Very hard to sell. Very hard to sell.
Bert Aronson is broker at Keller Williams Realty in Carmel.
There are several lots in Carmel over the years that have stagnated on the market because people would love to buy them and build on them, but if you can't get water, you can't do anything with it.
Development started to slow on the Monterey Peninsula about a decade ago as cities used up their allotments of water. But it wasn't until 2009 that any hopes of developing these empty lots were effectively quashed. That's when the California Public Utilities Commission issued the cease and desist order against CalAM to stop overpumping the Carmel River and to stop issuing new water connections. That moratorium left many property owners high and dry. Stephanie Pintar is water demand manager for the Monterey Peninsula Water Management District, a CalAM regulator.
We get a lot of calls from elder people who may have purchased a property in Carmel, you know, planning to retire here, and then at this point found that they can't build on the property.
But that could change. CalAM's proposed water supply project not only includes the water needed to maintain the level of service it currently provides on the Monterey Peninsula, but new water for these lots.
The district's recommended sizing for the project that included approximately 1,181 acre feet for legal lots of record and remodels. So I think you would see that that would cover construction for many years to come.
With a couple hundred acre feet of water, the city would be, we'd be in really good shape.
That's Chip Rarig. He's chief of planning for the city of Monterey. On the coffee table in his office, he sets down a list with 36 projects on it. This is the city's water waiting list.
So we have people that were approved 10 years ago for new single-family dwellings that we've not had any water to allocate to them, so they're basically on the list. When and if water becomes available, they will be allocated water on this waiting list basis.
While Rarig doesn't expect a flood of development if the water supply grows, he says interest in Monterey is far greater than just this wait list.
This is an amazing community. Again, we're not inland somewhere. We're coastal California, so there is a desire and I think a need for people to be in our commercial areas. It's kind of a mecca. People want to be in Monterey.
And while an expanded water supply would also open up the real estate market, broker Bert Aronson doesn't anticipate a sudden rush to buy empty lots yet.
We've had water restrictions for a long time. We've been looking for new sources of water for a long time. And I think it'll have to become a reality before it has a significant impact.
If the California Public Utilities Commission approves the CalAM project as proposed, it could be up and running with additional water for the Monterey Peninsula by the end of 2017. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.